You're tuned in to Rosie on the House, where we're broadcasting live from the Tucson Convention Center for the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association Weekend Home Show. The show has just opened at 10 o'clock. It's open through 6 this evening. Tomorrow it's open 10 to 5. It is free parking at the Tucson Convention Center. Come on down here. Whatever it is you're thinking about getting done in, about, and around your house, they've got the experts down here to visit with you. And if it's water treatment you're talking about, we've got Jack Eversoll here from Tucson, Connecticut, visiting on water treatment, where we had the question from the Pima County homeowner that we are actually posting their article in the Arizona Daily Star tomorrow about, do I need a water treatment system? And we also have the caller that called in earlier today wanting to compare brand X and brand Y. Rosie, why do you recommend one brand over the other? I do it for very specific reasons called research. Folks, if you want to know if I approve or disapprove of a particular brand name of equipment, just go to my website, rosieonthehouse.com, and search water softeners. In Tucson, you'll find Jack Eversoll of Connecticut. Jack, we've talked about treating the water, bringing it into the house, softening it through the water softener ionic exchange. Now we've got that water softened in the house. What do we do to it next? Describe the technology of what we do with it next.
Thank you, Rosie. The second part of the package is to use reverse osmosis, and we call it the drinking water station. That system has a thin film membrane, and that membrane eliminates the inorganics, including sodium. So it will produce sodium-free purified water at your kitchen sink through a dedicated faucet and fed to the refrigerator. And basically, water is forced through a semi-permeable membrane. And it eliminates inorganics like calcium, magnesium, sodium, crypto, sprudium, Girardia at the NEBA, iron even.
I mean, it's multiple filters.
Exactly.
Stacked up.
Exactly. And we're actually certified for 99.999% removal of all these impurities, including bacteria and viruses. You have E. coli in the water. That happened to me a few weeks ago with a customer on the east side of town who was on well water. Most of our business is city water, but occasionally we get the well water people. They get E. coli in their water, iron, and other little impurities. And this is taken out through that purification system, your personal health.
Okay, I'm going to hit you with a trick question. I had a woman with her hair on fire at the last home show telling me that RO water robs your body of the minerals it needs and sucks all the energy out of your brain.
Not true. That would be distillation.
Goodness. Wow.
It was bad, Roman. It was really bad.
A DI system, a distiller, it's a heating process. And you got to use 15, 20 gallons of water to produce 1 gallon of purified water. Yes, that will take all the impurities out of the water. We still leave need some of the vital vitamins that we need on a day-to-day basis. But the main vitamins we want for our health are through the foods, dairy products, vitamins that we take on a daily basis.
Okay. How about the concept that conventional water treatment equipment is so acidic it can eat away at your innards and destroy your plumbing system?
Not true.
These are all things we have to deal with.
I agree. But if you actually take the water and test it, reverse osmosis water is about 7.2 to 7.4 parts per million. So no, it is not acidic. A lot more through that little 8-ounce glass of orange juice every day, or other foods and products you may drink or eat.
Well, I've said it 1,000 times, that your industry, the water treatment business, is literally flooded with so much misinformation and bad information. I'm empathetic to those of you that represent the reputable brands.
Exactly right. And we go into the house and we try to clear fiction from fact. And that's our main presentation. This is what we have to offer. There are products out there that will take out chlorine taste and odor, and that's their basic limitation. And if you're okay with living with that, great. But most folks do not like that hard calcium buildup because it destroys everything in the house, let alone your skin and your hair.
And what about the scare tactics? I used to tell people if somebody's in your house using scare tactics about what's in the water system, that you have the wrong person on the job. But in the last few years, there have been some news outbreaks of municipal water systems actually delivering some pretty scary stuff.
There is. And certain municipalities, even local in the state here, they find high levels of chromium-6, hexavalent chromium, which is what made Aaron Brockovich famous, a carcinogenic. And the purification system, reverse osmosis, will limit it to take it down to a healthier level at 97.6% reduction.
I've done a bit of reading on the water treatment industry at the International Builders Show, visiting with people and engineers and stuff. And a lot of them are saying, Rosie, it really is going to get down to what we call final barrier. It's going to get to the point, really, that if you do want secured, safe drinking water, you're going to really need to make sure of that at your own property.
Do your research, folks. Do your homework. Have a couple companies come out, include us, of course. We've been around for 47 years, all-American company. We test the water. We make tea for you. We want to show you the difference between what you're drinking now and what you could be drinking. But do that homework and include calling the Arizona Water Quality Association. They're there for you, the consumer.
And they're completely objective. They represent many, many brands of equipment. But if you're looking at buying water treatment equipment that can't show you they're water quality certified, don't consider buying the equipment, period. I can't make correct. It any simpler than that.
You're correct.
Jack Eversole, Tucson, Connecticut. Go.